Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now more of the guys. Merloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Swinging a line drive toward the gap in right center field. Santana going over. Dives. Can't get it. Rolls behind him. Going to the warning track. Wendell hits second. He's on his way to third. And here's the throw. And he is. Oh! The ball game is over. Out at third, Joey Wendell on a great relay.
I think Renfro threw that all the way to third, Joe, from almost the warning track.
Joe Castiglione, Sean McDonough last night with that call as the Sox take that game 2-1. And it's, we'll look back as that is the Hunter Renfro game. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is indeed Hunter Renfro. Hunter, thanks for joining us. That seemed like a big win for you guys, right? Beating a good team after the last couple of nights. It just seemed like an important game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're playing number one team. You're trying to battle for a wild card spot and get back into it. Obviously, it's a big game. And obviously, we played well last night. And obviously, Evo did an incredible job. Bullpen did an incredible job keeping them to one run.
Hey, are you still surprised that teams run on you or attempt to run on you, I should say?
No, not necessarily. Like, I was telling all the guys, media people, last few times they've asked me about that. Is, you know, it takes a perfect throw. You know, it's not all about arm strength. It's not all about getting the ball quickly, but it's all about, you know, getting the ball in and out of your glove, act strong, accurate throw. And like I said, you know, probably 3 or 4 times out of 10 is the only times you usually get them, even with strong, good arms. So, you know, it's playing the odds at that point. And you know, it happened to be on my side of things this time, and I was able to get them.
Well, I don't think they're going to test you anymore. I don't think they're going to test you anymore. So, you know, it's are you guys as a team, you specifically, are you aware of some of the criticism that has been thrown at the Red Sox, specifically the defense?
I mean, obviously. I mean, I think it's you live on a rock. You hadn't heard some sort of, you know, criticism about it. But, you know, I think that's just kind of part of it. You know, baseball is baseball. Baseball is hard. You know, I think you look at our defensive stuff still on the board. I think we're still, you know, 8th or 9th in the league in defensive stuff. So that's not bad still, obviously. And as bad as we've played, it's still not terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had some tough plays that, you know, had gone our way. But other than that, I think guys that are, you know, trying to make plays and are trying to do well and go all out, play 100%, is going to make errors. And I think that's kind of the whole point of doing things is, you know, as long as you're going 100% and trying as hard as you can, you know, if you make an error, you make an error, you know, but obviously you're going for a spectacular play or going for a nice play, especially, you know, third, short, you know, outfield, all of it.
Well, yeah, the reason I was asking you that, Hunter, because, you know, both big plays that you made, the one in the 4th inning and obviously the one in the 9th, like the after you threw the ball and after the out was called, there seemed like there was a little – something like, I feel like that was personal. I feel like you were like, you know, trying to prove a point, and you know, it felt that way to me. Was that the way you kind of felt after those plays were made?
I mean, I was just, you know, excited, obviously, to get a guy and end the game like that. You know, obviously, in a big situation and a big game. But you know, obviously, you know, about the error stuff. I mean, I don't really care about that. I'm going to throw the ball. I'm going to go out there and be aggressive. You know, that's just what I'm told. That's what I'm told to do. You know, that's what I'm told to do. That's what I'm built to do. I'm going out there and I'm giving everything I have. And if I make an error going, like I said, if I make an error going 100% and trying to throw a guy out, if I make a, you know, not the best throw, short hop, the catcher, short hop, third baseman, or so like that, that's my fault. But I'm trying to make a play there and try to get, you know, help our pitchers or and help our defense best I can, and that's the best I know I can do it. So, you know, like I said, I shake it off quick. It doesn't bother me. You know, if you're going to try to throw guys out, and if you have as many assists as I do, you're going to have throwing errors, obviously. So, but it is what it is. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Have you obviously got a strong arm. Have you ever been a pitcher? You ever pitched?
Yes.
So, like, how hard did you throw?
I topped out at 99.
99?
99?
Yes.
Have you talked to Alex at all about maybe coming out of the pen?
Yes.
Well, I mean.
Wait, you have? You've had jokingly discussions? Yeah. Or I got something in me here?
I told him. I've already told him. I'm ending my career. I'm not ending my career until I have one strikeout in the big leagues. So he knows this.
So I take it you're not going to be that guy like Brock Holt coming out trying to throw 38, 40, right? You're going to come with what you got.
I can't explain my pitching performance details yet until I actually do it because okay. It's kind of a secret.
Well, it's a scouting report. You don't want to give it up.
Yeah, I can't give my scouting report out yet.
I'm talking Red
Sox. I will say there will be one hard pitch thrown to a batter.
All right. I'm looking forward to that one. Talking to Red Sox outfielder Hunter Renfro. Hunter, you know, offensively this year, it's like, you know, the power numbers really shouldn't surprise anybody with what you've done in your career, but I think the numbers, like, since April, you're like 287, something like that. Just, you seem like a more complete hitter. Like, you know, still driving the ball, but, you know, right field has a presence now in your approach, it seems. Like, what's been the biggest change?
Just staying healthy, biggest thing. I've produced these numbers every year. That I stayed healthy. Obviously, last year was a, you know, weird year for everybody, so that's kind of a difference. But, you know, before that, as long as I was healthy, you know, I put up numbers. I swung the bat well. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing this year. I had to talk to our training staff and guys that, you know, keep me on the field and do the best they can to keep me healthy. And they've done a better, you know, an unreal job of doing that. And obviously, Alex, knowing when guys need a breather here or there but other than that, you know, everything's been the same. Been up there and working my tail off in the cage and on the field and doing everything I can to stay on the field.
So a couple of weeks back, I know you were away from the team a little bit. And by the way, my condolences for your dad. I'm sorry about that. When you came back, the guys started going down with COVID. You started seeing a lot of different faces, different guys. But you're 7-6 during this stretch. Kind of what does that say about your team through it all?
Yeah, I mean, the guys that we've brought up, the guys we've claimed off waivers, the guys we've had, you know, those guys have stepped up big for us. I think every guy that's came into the role that they needed to come into have done a spectacular job, whether they're here now or came here for just a second and then left. But, you know, hats off to those guys. They did a great job defensively, offensively, the whole nine yards. And, you know, it's a tough time for us right now. You know, we've gone through a lot of stuff with COVID. And I think one of the things, like, MLB's basically told us stop testing and just treat the symptoms, but we're like, no, we're gonna figure out what's going on and keep, you know, then try to keep this thing under control. But other than that, I think that, you know, our staff, like I said, are doing an incredible job keeping guys on the field. But the COVID stuff, you know, they got, you know, a lot of our really good players that we could use right now. Obviously, you know, Nick and Bogey and Christian and guys like that, and that we could really use. And thank God we got Kike back the other day, and he's obviously stepped in huge and already contributed to the team coming back.
So MLB asked you to stop testing?
Yes.
And just sort of try to play on, move on, and don't worry about it?
Yeah.
Wow. And you guys, I mean, you wanted to kind of put an end to it, right, in that locker room. And it looks, yeah, so far you have.
Yeah, and we've done a pretty good job, I think, containing of what we had. Obviously, we had a big outbreak. I think mostly because Kike came on the plane, and you know, she was on the plane without us knowing, obviously. I think that's one of the bigger things is, like, you know, he was vaccinated, and, you know, the guys that are vaccinated don't really get tested. So he came on the plane and got some other guys sick and kind of moved forward from there. But obviously it's not Kike's fault. You know, he can't do anything about it. But, yeah. You know, but like I said, we're moving forward. We're doing well right now. Got to keep going and keep grinding.
All right, last question for me, because I'm always curious about this. And I finally have you on the phone. We can actually ask you this question is, do you ever get irritated when you say, when you go check in someplace and you say it's Hunter Renfro and they mistake you for the wide receiver that plays for the Raiders?
No,
do you know,
really.
do you know there's like that guy exists, the same exact name, different spelling?
Red Sox thought they signed a wide receiver in the offseason.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow, the dude plays baseball also.
No, yeah, we're pretty close. You know, we keep in touch with each other. You know, throughout the off season and during his season, make sure I text him when he does a great job, and he does the same with me.
Oh, so you know him personally?
Oh yeah, we know him personally.
Oh, okay.
And I actually sent him a World Series jersey last year. He sent me a jersey to wear around. So you know, we're pretty close. He did a great job last year, obviously, his season. And
there's no way that I thought you guys actually knew each other, Hunter. There's no way I thought you guys actually
were. Why not?
Well, I mean, it's just such a random, what are these, twins?
Funny story is, like, when he was actually getting recruited by South Carolina, he actually came to a recruiting trip to South Carolina. I believe it was my sophomore year of college, and he was obviously still in high school. And he, first time he ever knew that I existed was when he came to a baseball game. Like I said, at South Carolina, I was playing Mississippi State against South Carolina, and I came up to bat, and he saw that my name was Hunter Renfro. And that's kind of how it started with him knowing me. And then, obviously, once he became in college and was doing all the things he was doing incredibly at Clemson as a wide receiver, I kind of knew who he was, and I was getting, obviously, messages thinking that was him.
talking to Hunter Renfro, outfield of the Boston Red Sox. And, Hunter, there's a lot of confusion, Red Sox fans. I see it every night on Twitter. You have a great game. People are like, they got to sign this guy to an extension. And I think a lot of people don't realize you're still arbitration eligible, right? You got two more years of eligibility.
That's correct.
I think the confusion comes into play is – they see the impact on the field. They see what you do defensively. They see what you do offensively. They try to figure out why the hell Tampa Bay would just non-tender you, right? And were you surprised when that happened?
Not particularly surprised. I knew going into the offseason the pieces they had, and there's obviously they didn't have as much room for me. You know, it wasn't that they didn't love me. It wasn't that I didn't want to be there. They didn't want me there. It was just kind of a thing where they didn't have a spot for me. And obviously they had some guys that were paying a lot less money than I was. So, they decided to part ways. And I think, hats off to Eric Ander. He was an incredible guy. He let me go, early, before everybody got on the market and was able to, obviously get in touch with the Red Sox they got in touch with my agent and we got to work out a deal. And like I said, I'm glad to be here. Glad to, be in Boston and enjoying everything about it.
Well, I think Red Sox fans are happy as well. Listen, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your off day. Are you guys in Chicago right now? Beautiful city.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy the day. Well, good luck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.